Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jane Twin, and I'm in my back garden on this 3rd of September. It's still mild today, but slightly less sunny. Anyway, but it's still quite nice to be out in the fresh air. And this is a video that I wanted to do on the 1st of September, actually, but I never got round to it because I have some thoughts on the new national curriculum that started on the 1st. So this is from year one upwards through primary and secondary school. Actually, it would be quite interesting to hear Roger's thoughts on that. Don't know whether you're allowed to talk about it, and I'm pretty sure I'll find out more than I wanted to know in my capacity as school governor. I had my induction last night, and that's probably the last thing I'm allowed to tell you about it. So far, I can obviously only go on what I've read in the media. And I've noticed that, I was really aware that this is going to start on the 1st of September, despite sort of hearing rumours at school that they have to get ready for something there. And reading in the papers a while back that Michael Gove wanted to revolutionise the national curriculum. And so this is his legacy, and his successor has agreed to carry on with it. So what I've seen in the media, I think a lot of things are good. It's good that they teach children those. It depends very much on how you present them, I think, is my take on that. So the two Shakespeare plays in primary school, for instance, I don't think that's so bad. We did A Midsummer Night's Dream and Macbeth, and they were presented as, you know, stories, fairy tales, more or less. And it was funny, it was fascinating, we enjoyed it, and I still remember both of them. So, you can do that. History, I'm not sure that it goes far enough, actually. Stone Age to Norman times for primary school, and then picking out a few important individuals from the decades on centuries rather after. Why stop there? I'm pretty sure we managed to get through European history and world history where it sort of touched on European history through primary school, and then started with the times after the First World War in secondary school. So concentrated on the 20th century, basically, when it gets a bit more complicated and less black and white. And again, you know, because I mean, ancient history, for instance, Persian Wars, etc. That's very much like stories, and we very much enjoyed it, and it was fascinating stuff. That's also been how you did. And what else was there? Coding, I think, is a big one. Now, I've noticed Floyd UK is booing about that, so that'd be worth a listen. Because I know he's involved in a project there at his daughter's school. I don't know yet whether ours is going to do something similar, but I guess they'll have to teach it somehow. And I know a lot of people are up in arms about it, but I think that's the one where it really depends on how it's presented. And I'm sure there are ways of teaching young children coding without them noticing it. So, you know, some sort of play activities. Very much like if you're trying to teach them to read, or sort of some precursor to reading, because reading is decoding symbols, basically. And a lot of what we're doing with Henry for exercise right now is showing him pictures where he has to get the odd one out, or where he has to see which pictures go together, that sort of thing. And he doesn't know that this is about reading. They're puzzles to do, or sort of pictures, and he can colour them in afterwards. So, so I'm not too worried about that at all. I think if it's done in the right way, and in a way that it appeals to young children, and it goes to the level of young children, and also it teaches some fundamentals, then that's fine. The one thing that does worry me a bit is where the government keeps insisting on teaching certain concepts and, you know, more advanced concepts earlier. I think the government needs to remember that school in the UK starts very, very early, and 5 and 6 year olds. In most European countries, they'd still be, you know, sort of preschool, kindergarten level. And you know what? I mean, just having come back from Germany, starting school there is a big thing. Okay, they get, I mean, I booed about this last year, but you know, they get presents, and you know, there's a big celebration. You know, they all go into the school on the 1st of September or the weekend before, and you know, and they all get to look at their school, and then afterwards, there's a big family celebration somewhere. You know, it's a big deal, but the children then also understand by the time of 6 or 7 years old that they want to start school, and they themselves want to start school. They're ready to leave kindergarten, they're ready to leave playing behind, and they want to go into more formal education and do a bit more. But then they've had the benefit of playing in kindergarten, and you know, what looks like, oh, it's only playing, actually are some fundamentals that prepare children for what they need to do later. So when they do a lot of drawing, for instance, you know, they learn how to hold a pencil, and they practice holding their attention for long enough to finish a picture. They learn about colours, you know, they learn about all sorts of things. They can do messy play. They can, you know, they should go out and they should do a lot of climbing, because that gives them enough strength in their hands and arms to be able to hold a pencil for any length of time later on. You know, there's all sorts of things that where they practice, they learn, and also their brain sort of makes the connections between, you know, how, you know, their motor skills improve. Whereas I've seen in the UK, from what I've seen of my children being in reception year, which is sort of traditionally prepared for school, so I don't know how it used to be, maybe there it was a lot more play involved, but now it is already, you know, they do like a morning of school, and they don't really do all that, you know, sort of play activity anymore, play learning. But it is some proper phonics learning, which means that because phonics are introduced so early, that they will have to learn every sound with a picture attached, to then learn a year later, actually you don't need a picture, it's just a letter. And then another year later they learn, oh, actually, and this is how, you know how to write it, but this is how you join up the letters. Whereas German children just start, right, this is a letter and this is how you join them up, all in one go. So I'm not entirely sure that the UK government actually saves any, you know, advances the children anymore, because from what I've seen my children when they learn to read is you can introduce concepts to them, but it's almost like the brain hasn't made that connection yet. You can practice and practice and practice, and you can see them not getting it until one day all of a sudden the brain will make some connection and bang, and they're off. You know, but you can't force that. And every child is different. Every brain develops at a different stage, but you sort of know where they are developmentally. So I'm not entirely sure that it makes sense to introduce stuff at an earlier age. So I'm thinking particularly of maths, and, you know, they want to teach fractions. I mean, even if it's just simple things like a whole and half, but you still have to understand what the whole is, as opposed to, you know, and then half. And I've tried it with my kids. They look at me like I'm the man from the moon. So while I agree that there are ways of teaching kids certain things, I also think that there is a danger of starting them too young on too complicated things, on stuff that they aren't actually, their brains aren't ready for yet. And all you'd end up doing then is just, you'll have to teach it for longer. But they'll still get there at the same time as the, say, the European kids who started school later. So, yeah. And therefore, I'm a little bit, yeah, mixed feelings in the whole thing. Anyway, that's just my take on it. Anyone who knows more about it, please do jump in and correct me. Anyway, thanks for listening if you did, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.